Welcome to God and Country Biblical Exposition. As a reminder, this is a Bible study for patriots. Going right to the source of truth, the scripture, the inspired word of God given through the apostles and the prophets. Rather than merely making the source of truth the media, even conservative media like Fox News or Epic Times or OAN or Newsmax or PJ Media, Daily Wire, Townhall.com, Breitbart, Newsbusters. How about taking some time to hear the Word of God? For many, the first thing they do in the morning is turn on the news rather than open the Bible. But we need to be a people listening to God. Even today, most of those who are considered conservative are biblically illiterate. Therefore, they lack discernment and they go off half-cocked. The subject for this week is, why is DEI evil? And I've addressed this subject quite a bit in the past, but it's time to revisit it, to repackage it into a simple 30-minute YouTube to help explain and expose it to those who are looking for answers. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, to write the same thing again is no trouble to me. It's a safeguard for you. So in short, the ideology of diversity, equity, and inclusion is pure evil. You say, wait a minute. Isn't it fighting prejudice and racism and bigotry? How can you say it's evil? Certainly it does some good. No, it doesn't. As a basis for morality, it is the foundation for all evil and all violations of the law of nature and nature's God. Realize that the nature of evil is deception. 2 Corinthians 11:14, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it's not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. The greatest evils in this world will always come with a facade of goodness. So how are we to discern between good and evil? Because despite the nice-sounding rhetoric, error, false ideology will always violate some clear biblical injunction, like one of the Ten Commandments. And by the way, every wolf in sheep's clothing has a zipper in the costume. So look for the zipper. The job of the righteous on earth, the job of the prophet, is to expose the lies of evil. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. And that's what I plan to do in a minute. Help folks understand why DEI is evil. But first, let's address some points about the DEI movement. It's become the new religion of the left. There is no such thing as a religious vacuum. People are inherently religious, spiritual, ideological. And if Christianity is removed, something else will fill its place, be it Hinduism, Buddhism, Satanism, Baal worship, nature worship, whatever. If people don't want the truth, a lie will fill the vacuum. And DEI is the natural consequence of public education and the government rejecting Christ and his word. Public institutions need some basis for ethics. They want students and workers to be good without God. So there needs to be some secular basis for social behavior. And the proponents of cultural Marxism are there to answer the call. You know, 20 years ago, who would have thought that businesses and universities and government entities would be compelled by the culture to voluntarily hire diversity, equity, and inclusion officers? These are, in effect, chaplains for the religion of cultural Marxism. And I'm sure even the Marxists and the humanists and LGBT groups are surprised and elated that they've been able to nationalize their beliefs in this way. They have put pressure on institutions to hire DEI chaplains, and these institutions have obliged, lest they be accused of racism. Now, if schools and government agencies would hire Christian chaplains to teach Christian morality, that would be considered a violation of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. But in that DEI, cultural Marxism, claims to be a non-religious, non-God, higher metaphysical ethical teaching, it can be taught, enforced, and promoted by the government. And this is the legal game being played by which the religion of secular humanism can get government funding to replace Christianity. You know, in the Middle Ages, European countries would use tax dollars to fund the priests and the churches. Today, the religion of secular humanism is funded by the state. And DEI is a form of secular humanism because morality is based upon human desire. Again, there will never be moral neutrality, what's called the myth of neutrality. Public institutions cannot be morally neutral. Some religion will fill a vacuum. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Here's a recent article from the Daily Wire. Federal contractor paid billions by Pentagon, set to host Robin DiAngelo. MITRE, M-I-T-R-E, is a company that receives billions in federal contract dollars. It's holding a week-long celebration called Week of Belonging. And their keynote speaker is Robin DiAngelo, who's written all sorts of critical race theory ideological books, such as White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism, and the book Nice Racism, How Progressive White People Perpetuate Racial Harm. Maybe in the future I should do a book review about those books. Now, Robin DiAngelo is actually a leading proponent of cultural Marxism rather than economic Marxism, where the world is all about economic oppression between the workers and the owners. Cultural Marxism sees the world through the lens of it's all about racial oppression. DEI is part of cultural Marxist ideology, and CRT, diversity, equity, inclusion, is seen as the cure for the problem of racism, cultural oppression. Anyway, the point is that this federal contractor, MITRE, is promoting within the company DEI. That's no surprise. But the real issue is that MITRE receives billions, not only to do some actual scientific lab research for the federal government, but like many government agencies, it has increasingly taken on the role of becoming an ideological think tank, promoting studies and policies for certain moral positions, like DEI and CRT. Remember, during Biden's 4 years, he passed the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, then the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, and if that wasn't enough, the $2.1 trillion Build Back Better bill. In all of those funding packages, there was earmarked money for NGO organizations, government contractors, to promote racial equality, social justice, DEI. And MITRE is one of those nonprofit corporations receiving millions for that purpose. And I hope we understand one of the main reasons why Donald Trump is being opposed by the deep state is because he might stop the gravy train of money going to these armchair DEI ideologues. Well, this article states what we should realize, quote, MITRE's embrace of critical race theory mirrors developments within the federal agencies, with the bureaucracy routinely institutionalizing the doctrine of DEI, unquote. So the Pentagon has these DEI officers, and the IRS has these DEI officers, and the Democrat administration is compelling every government agency to have these offices and officers. Here's a telling story. The city in Florida hires a DEI officer for $185,000 per year. What do these officers do? Well, they go around making sure these government agencies are hiring and supporting racial minorities, which especially include cultural minorities like LGBTQ. These officers are promoting these behaviors as morally acceptable, that they must be affirmed. We all know that the LGBTQ movement has piggybacked on the civil rights movement. And so these DEI officers at the Pentagon hosted a drag queen show. And these DEI officers mandate that all government workers receive mandatory diversity training, indoctrination in the religion of DEI. This is the way the public is being taught to think of morality in terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Here's an article from World Magazine. The academics left's proselytizing zeal. Diversity, equity, inclusion statements threaten higher education. In short, having rejected God, this is all they have left to teach the students. Now, there has been some pushback against DEI. Texas has passed a law banning public colleges and universities from creating DEI offices. The University of North Carolina banned DEI requirements from the school's hiring and promotion process. Why? Well, because they know DEI is a cover for Marxist, racist, LGBTQ ideology. Elon Musk recently came out and said DEI must D-I-E, die. Because we can't eliminate racism with this new form of DEI racism. We can't hire people on the basis of the race or LGBTQ behavior rather than merit. But even with this pushback, the ethical foundation of DEI is firmly established in the American mind because the foundation for morality is still man-centered. In time remaining, let's look at the moral and ethical error of DEI. DEI as a foundation for ethics is obviously evil. That's the first thing public school students and state university students must learn, but they're certainly not hearing that side of the story. Here's a simple way to illustrate the problem. Let's imagine that the Constitution of the United States has just three articles in the Bill of Rights. The first, diversity, the second, equity, the third, inclusion. And upon those three values, every law is judged. Does a certain policy or law allow for diversity, equity, and inclusion? But diversity, equity, and inclusion as a moral foundation would mean that there could be no moral law in the land because DEI, in essence, calls for moral equivalency. Morality is actually based upon discrimination. Not the new meaning of the word discrimination, but the original meaning of the word discrimination. To discern and judge differences. Morality does not make all things inclusive or equal. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 26. Her priests have done violence to my law, and they have profaned my holy things. They have made no distinction between the holy and the profane. They have not taught the difference between the unclean and the clean, speaking of that which is morally unclean or clean. Ezekiel 44, 23. Moreover, they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. The ideology of DEI opposes making those distinctions. DEI is intrinsically immoral. All things must be equal. All things must be included. DEI is simply a clever way to justify moral license to do what you want to do. It's an ideology you can pull out of your bag anytime you want to legalize some immorality or punish some absolute morality based on the law of nature, and nature is God. because such God-given imperatives will always violate diversity, equity, and inclusion. Don't be naive. Don't be fooled as to the game that's being played. Time for a Bible study. The New Testament warns us about DEI, explaining the error of basing morality on some other foundation. And of course, the error in the Bible is described in different language than what's used today. Evil always hides under new terms, but it's the same thing. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2, the Apostle Paul writes, "Pray for us that we would be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men." The King James translates it unreasonable. The New American Standard translates it perverse. We're to pray for deliverance, not from all men, but there's a class of people who are called unreasonable, and they are very dangerous. The Greek word here is atopos. A negates the word, as in the word amorality. And does the word topos sound familiar? As in a topographical map? Or at the top of a table? It's a Greek word for a place. And in the first century Greek world, atopos meant being without a place. And it came to mean being without a moral foundation. Today we may say something similar. We may hear someone speaking nonsense and say, "Well, that guy is off base." There's another similar word in the New Testament used by the Apostle Peter, a synonym, athesmos, which is translated unprincipled, meaning to be without a law or a custom. 2 Peter 2:7. "And if he rescued righteous Lot, oppressed by the sensual conduct of a thesmos unprincipled men." So here the text is saying that the men of Sodom and Gomorrah were athesmos, having no correct moral foundation for their behavior. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, "You therefore, beloved, know this beforehand. Be on guard so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your own steadfastness." And these two words are very similar to what Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 about the coming Antichrist called the man of lawlessness, anomia, without law. Not that he won't have laws, but his laws will be contrary to God's laws, and any law that doesn't reflect God's law is no law at all. So the New Testament reminds us to beware of unreasonable, unprincipled, lawless people, those who do not operate on God's moral foundation. The foundation for right and wrong is to be the law of God, revealed through written and natural revelation. And by this we may judge ourselves and others. By this we can be convicted of our sin. But what if someone is unprincipled? He doesn't base his morality upon the law of God, but upon himself, or some other basis for morality, such as the survival of the fittest, or natural selection, or the greatest good for the greatest number of people. Or maybe he bases his morality on pragmatism, or empiricism, or hedonism, or pantheism. It's these people we are to pray that we're delivered from, because these people are not only wrong, they're also dangerous. Operating on a false moral foundation, these people have no qualms about lying, stealing, and killing. So what if the basis for morality becomes diversity? What is right then becomes what allows for the most diversity. What is right is that which allows for many different opinions and traditions. The moral law of God is then judged on the basis of whether it allows for more diversities of lifestyle. Diversity becomes more important than any specific law of God, more important than accountability or responsibility or even ability. In fact, to have a specific law of God would be deemed evil because it would not be allowing for the supreme value of diversity of beliefs and behaviors. What if the basis for morality becomes equity, so that everything needs to be equal. No one's behavior should be considered morally superior to anyone else's behavior. The highest ethic then becomes having moral equivalency in all behaviors. And if the basis for morality becomes inclusion, the highest value becomes not hurting anyone's feelings. Virtue is defined as you don't want to other someone else, make them feel less. Therefore, no moral judgments are allowed, except moral judgments on those who are not allowing for moral equivalency. There really can be no God-given morality on a DEI foundation. When morality is based merely on what gives man diversity, equity, and inclusion. And morality based upon that foundation is the path to Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a sophisticated way to find moral justification to overthrow God's direct imperatives. And if you think about it, doesn't all biblical morality overturn and repudiate diversity, equity, and inclusion as the basis for moral decision? In God's moral universe, the way of Satan is never to be equal with the way of God. Now, many in the general public are led to believe that DEI is simply about anti-racism. But it's much more than that. It is being taught as the basis for ethics and exclusion to any higher moral law of God. These DEI officers are not teaching the Ten Commandments. All they're using as a moral compass is DEI. And DEI is being used to judge all ethical norms. Understand this. Diversity, equity, inclusion are not the foundation of morality, but if anything, they're only the application of morality. For example, the Bible speaks extensively about the equal application of God's law upon every person. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. You shall not fear man. The law is not equality. Equality is the way the law needs to be applied. If the law was equality, then immorality would be equal with morality. Good could be called evil, and evil could be called good, Isaiah 5:20, and the opposite of the Ten Commandments would be just as valid. But equality is the way the law needs to be applied, not the law itself. But here's the deception. Because these secular humanists on the left operate on the principles of diversity and equity, they believe that they're moral. Hey, I'm operating on a principle. I'm operating on the principle of freedom and fairness and acceptance. Look how moral I am. Look how principled I am. But they don't realize, or they don't want to realize, that those principles are not the basis for morality. Those principles make one's own feelings and opinions and traditions the basis for right and wrong, which is probably exactly what they want. They certainly found a devious moral system to justify their desires. Satan's deception is not to completely discount moral principles, but to invert them so that the principle of equity is put above the moral law of God, so that the homosexual and the abortionist must be accepted because acceptance is more important than any injunctions in God's moral law. Back in seminary, I took a class in biblical ethics, and one of the most important lessons I learned in that class was the ethical significance of Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. But these things you should have done without neglecting the others, you blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow camel. Jesus was explaining there that there is a hierarchy in God's law. The Pharisees had principles. They were following some law. They could probably quote a verse from the Old Testament supporting their positions. But nevertheless, they were in serious error because they inverted the hierarchy of God's law, majoring on the minors and minoring on the majors. Not only does one need to get God's law right, one needs to know the hierarchy of God's law. And this is how darkness trips up people today, trips up lawyers, politicians, social activists, and even voters, by inverting the hierarchy of God's law, putting equity at the foundation before the Ten Commandments. Personal freedom and choice is a value, but it should never be put before the law, thou shalt not kill. But people will believe abortion is right because their personal autonomy, their freedom of responsibility comes before the sanctity of life. But again, notice these unprincipled people, these atopos people, those who invert the law will claim that they are the epitome of virtue because they believe they're holding on to a virtue. But it's evil because the virtue is wrongly prioritized. So here's the main point to remember. Evil doesn't deny values, it inverts values. And furthermore, those who are operating on a wrong moral foundation will never be convicted of their sin because their false system deludes them into believing they're virtuous. It's not until they realize that their whole basis for morality is on an evil foundation will they ever see themselves as being evil. Back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2, beware of unprincipled and evil men. Unprincipled describes their ideology. Evil describes their character. Now, everything I've just shared is certainly not being taught in universities and in public education. They're only hearing the devil's side of the argument. But remember, in order for evil to succeed, it has to suppress the truth and unrighteousness. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. But if the truth of DEI is explained, for some students the light will go on, and they will see the ethical game that's being played to justify the violation of the law of nature and nature's God. C.S. Lewis, in an allegory of his conversion called Pilgrim's Regress, has the main character John, representing himself, imprisoned in a giant mountain called the Spirit of this Age. And it wasn't until he was able to figure out the game that was being played with him by the prison guards that he was able to break free from the prison. He realized the game that was being pushed was equity. The giant was trying to pretend that all things are the same, that there is no difference between that which nature casts out as garbage and that which nature stores up as food. Quote, you're trying to make us think that cow dung is the same as milk. So this is Lewis's own personal testimony of how he came to faith in Christ. Once he realized that there was a higher law of nature and nature's God, he was able to break free from the moral relativism of his day. Now, Lewis can get very philosophical, but we can understand the point. It's not until we leave the foundation of DEI that we're ready to receive the truth about our sin, God's authority, and his salvation. DEI becomes really a barrier to the gospel. So in closing, when we talk to others about DEI at work, in the neighborhood, at school, or maybe when we're forced to take a diversity training class, we only have about 15 seconds to make our point and to topple down their house of cards. I've learned this from experience. And this is how to explain it. Diversity, equity, inclusion leads to evil because it builds ethics upon the wrong foundation. If you believe right and wrong is based upon diversity, equity, inclusion, then every evil must have moral equivalency with righteousness. DEI can justify every known evil. Therefore, there must be a higher law that confines and guides DEI. And what might that be? Well, then you can go on to explain that mankind must submit to the law of nature and nature's God, that equality is only the application of the law, not the law, and that there are moral imperatives from God that come from outside of ourselves to which we must submit. And that's the battle of the ages. That's what every man must decide, whether he is God or God is God. And then you can explain the gospel. Thanks for taking the time to hear the word. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. Keep standing for the truth. Don't forget to hit the like button to help the cause. And may Jesus Christ reign.